This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. An armed man is under arrest after he allegedly broke into the Colorado Supreme Court building in Denver this morning. It's not clear what motivated the break-in, though authorities don't believe it's related to any previously known threats against the court. The justices have reported multiple threats to police since they disqualified former President Donald Trump from Colorado's 2024 primary ballot last month. Police say the man started a fire and caused extensive damage to the building but did not hurt anyone. He surrendered to police, who identified him as 44-year-old Brandon Olson. The Durango City Council will vote in January on whether to reprimand and approach City Councilmember Olivier Baumans. CPR's Tam Hess reports the resolution stems from an incident at a November board meeting. Durango Mayor Melissa Youssef says Baumans undermined the integrity of city staff with a surprise call for an executive session to discuss a personal matter. Baumans says his concern was for the city budget. It seems council is considering a resolution to reprimand and reproach him, along with the city council apology letter to the city manager. Mayor Youssef says the budget concerns were unfounded. The vote to reprimand will take place in January. Gun sales in Colorado dropped significantly over the summer, and 2023 ended with 8% fewer gun sales statewide compared to the prior year. Alex Redford, who works at the gun room in Lakewood, says sales are nowhere close to the pandemic days. Roughly 324,000 guns were purchased through November, but Black Friday sales dropped 10% in Colorado from 2022 to 2023. This is CPR News.